This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Protesters surrounded an Aurora police station last night, calling for the firing of the officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain. At one point, they repeated McClain's last words as caught on the cops' recorders.
I just can't breathe correctly.
Last year, Elijah McClain went into cardiac arrest and later died after an officer twice used a chokehold on him. And just yesterday, Aurora police fired three cops who were involved in a photo that mocked McClain's death. Law enforcement across Colorado is stepping up DUI enforcement this 4th of July weekend. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
Officials say there are checkpoints and more officers on patrol looking for impaired drivers this Independence Day weekend. CDOT does this increased enforcement every year and during many holiday weekends. Last year, more than 300 people were arrested under suspicion of driving under the influence. During 4th of July weekend in 2019, 9 people died in crashes. Spokesperson Sam Cole says many of those were a result of impaired driving. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
And the return of baseball is close to a reality. The Colorado Rockies open summer training camp today. That's ahead of a 60-game regular season schedule. You're listening to CPR News.